This is Radio America right here.
It really makes for great drama.
There's love, there's romance, there's a little bit of intrigue.
We are in historic times.
You are the only repository of local news.
And by local, I mean really local.
It's time for This Morning with Aaron Keck. Now here's Aaron on 97.9 The Hill.
Good morning. It's 6:06 and 36 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Slightly above freezing, but still some patchy black ice possible on the roads. And owing to that, we've got a couple school delays this morning to report. Just in general, though, be careful out there driving around this morning. We've also got some fog in the area that'll slow down visibility as well. Starting with the weather, it's going to warm up this afternoon, but with some patchy black ice still out there on the roads, Orange County, Chatham County, and Durham County schools are all operating on a two-hour delay this morning, so plan accordingly. Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools is on as scheduled, but Orange County schools, Chatham County schools, and Durham County schools all have that two-hour delay. If you lost your power in Chapel Hill yesterday, you were definitely not alone. Duke Energy reported nearly 2,000 customers without power on either side of Franklin Street after a falling tree hit a power line. It took crews about 2 hours to get power restored. Other local news, we have, unfortunately, a sad update to report on the bicyclist who was critically injured after being hit by a car door in downtown Chapel Hill last month. A Caring Bridge page set up for Nicholas Watson reported that he passed away on Friday. Watson was just 43 years old. We do have positive news to report in the fight against COVID-19. Numbers now definitively heading in the right direction, with hospitalizations now down to just over 4,000 in North Carolina as of yesterday. North Carolina had peaked at 5,200 hospitalizations on January 26th. Also in Raleigh, State House Speaker Tim Moore says he expects lawmakers to vote next week on a new set of legislative district lines after the state Supreme Court struck down the current lines as an act of partisan gerrymandering. Lawmakers have until February 18th to submit a new map to a three-judge panel for consideration. There's also a big election in Chapel Hill today. No district lines required for this one. UNC students are voting today for next year's student body president. The four candidates are Ethan Phillips, Sam Robinson, Staley, and Teddy Van. Teddy Van is favored to win. She's the president of UNC's Black Student Movement, and she got a big endorsement from the Daily Tar Heel on Sunday. Staying on campus, UNC libraries recently had to cut back their hours of operation after a spike in staff shortages due to COVID infections. That's affected late night hours where students often head to the library to study. Carolina Connection's Zach Turner now with more on where students are going instead.
It's 11:15 p.m., and I'm kneeling on the ground in the Carolina Union Annex, an auxiliary building that connects the Union via Skybridge on the third floor. Next to me, Mimi Traw and Jessica Juarez are sitting in front of a bench, now a makeshift desk, working on assignments due at midnight. They are both juniors at UNC, and Traw tells me that tonight, they arrived at the Annex after a long journey.
Okay, so we started in Davis.
Davis Library, which used to close at 2 a.m., now closes at 10 p.m., forcing students to relocate.
And then we migrated to Union, the basement of Union, and then we were told by the security personnel that they're closing at, like, what, 11?
So we're about to close. You're more than welcome to go up to the annex to study. It's open 24/7.
We migrated again to the third floor, known as the annex, but I feel like now everyone has migrated together in this small space. Like, we're all trying to, like, do one thing, study, right? And then, like, now we're sitting on the floor at a bench doing our studying.
Many of the students I talked to had never heard of the Union Annex, the building that sits on top of the Wendy's on South Road. The building remains open 24 hours after the rest of the Union closes, but at 11:30 p.m., the lounge and study rooms on the third floor of the annex are already full.
There's people looking, right? Like, right now they're walking around looking for a spot, but there's already people, like, who've taken a spot in the hallway with their laptops and everything.
UNC's campus libraries recently reduced their hours. For some students, this means fewer places to study and a smaller window to use campus resources, such as computers, print books, and study rooms. Isabella Gleason is a sophomore global studies major at UNC.
I have a lot of assignments for my classes, and I've been pretty on top of it so far, but today my computer broke or got a virus of some sort, so I've been relying on the computers in Davis Library to work. And since the library is closed at 10 p.m. today, I now have to go home and finish the rest of my homework on my phone.
UNC Libraries announced it would be cutting back on their hours of operation via Twitter last week. The updated hours are available online, and students can view them on a letter-sized sheet of paper taped to the library window. UNC Libraries refused a request for an interview about the new hours. In an emailed statement, Jeannie Panich, Director of Library Communications, encouraged students to follow Carolina's community standards to protect students and library workers. Those standards include getting vaxxed and boosted, staying home if you are ill, and wearing a mask at all times in the library. But the statement did not mention how the reduced library hours would inconvenience students, or what accommodations UNC would provide students who need a safe place to study at night. Again, here's Mimi Tra on the Annex.
I was really sad, you know? I mean, we go to a really big university. We have, like, classes to study for, like, late. We have exams, and, like, it just sucks not having the space to, like, do, you know, our schoolwork and, like, studying.
For now, students will have to make do with the limited late-night study space. Davis will resume regular hours Saturday, February 12th, according to the library website. In Chapel Hill, I'm Zach Turner.
For Carolina Connection, a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media that airs Saturday mornings at 8:30 on 97.9 The Hill. Turning to local government news, two meetings tonight. First of all, Orange County commissioners are meeting virtually at 7. Commissioners will get an update on infrastructure and economic development in Eflin. The Carrboro Town Council is also meeting virtually tonight at 7. Council members will get an update on the town's climate action plan, and they'll consider a strategy to use town-owned land for affordable housing. The Chapel Hill Town Council doesn't meet till tomorrow, but town officials are actively in the process of figuring out how to spend federal COVID relief funds from the American Rescue Plan Act, and town staff still are looking for you to weigh in. Here's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger.
We're getting over $10 million, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to figure out some ways that are transformational is the word we kept using last night, and also helping take care of things that we need to take care of, and also to help some of our nonprofits. And we want to hear from the community. So we have an open, the website's open. We'll be taking applications. We're talking to folks. We want to hear from folks about what they'd like to see. And then the council will sort through this at the end of the process and figure out which projects will move forward with those funds. We do have to spend those funds within a relatively short period of time. So we'll have to move along with this process, but we're excited to hear what the community has to share with us about things they see and visions they have for using the $10 million, which is really, it's great. We also have an overage in our fund balance. We're in really good financial shape right now, and so there may be opportunities to leverage some of that money as well to do some of the projects that may not make the ARP money list. The guidance just came out that opened up the opportunities for what you can spend the ARP monies on. So again, the guidelines keep shifting and changing, so we're having to learn as we go along with that.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger speaking there with Brighton McConnell on 97.9 The Hill. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Your time is 6:15. It's time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Southern Village Pharmacy. UNC men's basketball back in action tonight with a chance to bounce back from Saturday's loss to Duke. Tar Heels are on the road at Clemson looking for what would be their second straight road victory after beating Louisville last week. Tigers are just 12-10 overall, but 8-2 at home in Little John Coliseum. Tip-off time is 6 p.m., and we've got it for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, starting at 4:30 with countdown to tip-off. UNC women's basketball is off until Thursday, but the Heels Hills moved up a spot in this week's AP Top 25. They're number 23 now after blowing out Miami on Sunday. South Carolina is the unanimous number one. NC State dropped two spots to number five. Over to football, where Tar Heel defensive lineman Ray Vohasek announced yesterday that he's coming back to Chapel Hill for his final year of eligibility. Vohasek earned all ACC honorable mention honors each of the last 2 years, and he had been planning to enter the NFL draft, even taking part in Senior Day festivities last season, but he's coming back now. Here's what he had to say this week about that.
Coming into this year, I had hopes to try and move on to the NFL. You know, that was the goal. But I was excited about what we had as a team last year. I thought we were going to win the conference and really have a great season, a great team. That's what I was prepared for. And it didn't turn out that way, unfortunately, but I made great memories with those guys and I'll never forget that team. And, you know, I played through some pain this year, had some issues with my body, and, you know, that kind of weighed into my process on making this decision on coming back, and just kind of with the time lapse and everything, with how quick everything was moving. So that played into a factor, but I'm super excited to be back in Chapel Hill, and I'm really excited about what this defense has and what my room has with the young guys and everything like that.
That's Ray Vohasek speaking there. He'll be out of spring practice as he recovers from recent surgery, but back on the field with UNC this fall, anchoring a D-line that will also include all-ACC second-teamer Miles Murphy and five-star recruit Travis Shaw. Meanwhile, quarterback Sam Howell is heading to the NFL next year, and his draft stock has been steadily rising. Howell put up impressive numbers at the Senior Bowl in Mobile on Saturday, finishing 6 of 9 for 67 yards passing and rushing for 29 yards and a TD. He's expected to be a first-round draft pick. And finally on the ice, the Carolina Hurricanes lost at Toronto last night, 4-3 in overtime in their first game back after the All-Star break. They're back in action tonight at Ottawa. Game starts at 7 o'clock.